Blog Talk Radio.
Because my team did not win. 646-652-4479. Obviously, I'm a hater, right? Is the number to call in. If you are online, the chat room is actually open for the first time without me having to check it. So definitely, if you're a scaredy cat and don't want to call in, you can always hit up the chat room. Tonight, let me intro the show first. Years ago, I started IMTN Worldwide Radio primarily as a portal for talent that I worked with to have a venue to speak their mind, talk about themselves, things of that nature. I actually started interviewing people within the industry, whether it be magazine publishers, music video directors, and the like. I started doing sports shows, started doing business shows. But now that I've moved back to Atlanta, I want to, again, focus on new talent in the industry, specifically in Atlanta. But I also will be interviewing others from Los Angeles, New York, London, Miami, in the near future. Tonight, we're going to be talking to someone that is in Atlanta who is fairly new to the industry of modeling. Sometimes you come across talented people by accident, and just within a conversation, I found out that our guest has some modeling experience, has went to a few auditions and whatnot, and upon learning what some of her aspirations were, I decided to have her on my show, have a conversation. Everybody doesn't want to accomplish goals, but our guest tonight definitely does. We're going to take some time to get to know her, and maybe you too will become a fan. So tune in, listen in, call in, support new talent. Again, the number is 646-652-4479 if you're listening. Let's go ahead and bring our guest in tonight. That is Lotus Lee. Lotus, are you there?
Good evening. I'm here.
Hey, how you doing? That was all for you right there.
How are you?
All right, so before we get started, let's go ahead and give yourself an opportunity to introduce yourself to the audience. Go ahead and give them a little bit of info about yourself. Where are you from, and how long you've been living where you've been living, all that kind of good stuff.
Okay, I am from upstate New York. A lot of people may have heard of Buffalo, Niagara Falls area. I've been in Atlanta for about 6 years now, and I got into modeling about 3 years ago. So it's been
a little minute. Well, first things first then, what was, because of course most people, when they hear Buffalo, well, they're sports fans, of course, they think of the Buffalo Bills, and like you mentioned, Niagara Falls. What was it like living there?
Well, Buffalo, I was only born there. We moved when I was 3 to Niagara Falls, so I really don't remember too much about Buffalo, but Niagara Falls is just, it's just a small town. It's nothing major. Mm-hmm. When everybody think of Niagara Falls, they think of the actual water and, you know, Canada and all that stuff, but it's really not like that. It's just a small town. Everybody know everybody. Everybody's somehow related.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, you will not be the tourist lead for Niagara Falls, that's for sure. well, once you got to Atlanta, You've been living here, I think you said, 6 years, right? Mm-hmm. Did you do any school here in Atlanta?
I did. I went to Mundy's Mill High School, and I also went to Drew High School for 2 years. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let me ask you. So let me ask you then. So segue into talent. When was the first time that modeling came up? Since you are in Atlanta, you know how the industry is now, but probably when you were younger, it probably wasn't where it is now. So when was modeling first coming to the picture for you?
Well, honestly, it's a big thing up here, especially all of the hair shows and fashion shows that they have down here. But I got into it about 3 years ago. I danced in a hair show, which is the Bobby Boss hair show. And, like, I was really, like, fascinated with the models that we had because I was like, you know, they were really pretty. I wish I could do that. But, you know, you get the idea of all models being tall, and that's not necessarily true. Nowadays you don't have to be super tall to be on a runway. So I did another show after that, but this time they let me walk in it, and it felt amazing. It's like from that moment, it's like I know I wanted to get into modeling. So it was actually at an art show, something that they do every year.
That's a good story and also a good point, because a lot of people, the first thing that negates them even trying is height. I mean, almost everybody I've ever talked to at some point or another always bring height into it, and I always throw the analogy. Name your favorite clothing store and how many girls are 6 feet tall. Count them. You see what I'm saying? So at a certain point, you have to throw it out the window and let someone make that decision and say physically, okay, you know what, you're too short. Make them say it before you take yourself out of the running, before you even get into the running. So that's your story right there, and you just proved it, you know, just yourself. So that's
and
I hope people
not only
hear
that.
Go ahead.
You should never discredit yourself. You know your worth and know what you're capable of. And I struggled with that, you know, for a while. But now, you know, once you do one thing that you didn't think you can do, you feel like you can do anything. So just try and keep that mindset.
What are some of the goals that you have as far as modeling right now?
Well, right now, I just want to get my name and my face out there. I want people to get familiar with me, so I'm looking into doing, you know, magazines, more videos, and more photo shoots, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really want people to give people an insight of who I am, you know. And eventually, I do want my own show. So it's just
ask you, be specific about some of those goals. What magazine, what show? Okay, cool. So your own show. What kind of show would it be, like comedy or reality show?
No, just a reality show. Just a reality show about my life. I just want everybody to know the real me, and, you know, not base me off of what they see in pictures and stuff like that. So I just want the real, because a lot of these days, you know, a lot of these reality shows not really reality. They don't.
Uh-oh,
they're not.
Don't step on my toes now. You know we're in Atlanta. Watch out.
No shade. But
I
want my
show
to be like that.
All right, I got you. Well, again, you have to have a layout of the things that you want to do, and if you feel that you have something to bring to the table, it's just a matter of you bringing it to the table. And there's so many different ways to do that now, but you do have to start, you know, from a certain point. And put yourself in a position to get selected, to get picked. You know, you mentioned, you know, doing some photo shoots and things of that nature. You got to go to a certain number of auditions at a certain point, and you just got to you got to be competitive.
Right.
You can't think that you have no competition, because that's crazy. Yeah. There are 6.4 million people just in Atlanta. I always tell people that, but they're not hearing it. So that's good that you have a mindset already, that you have a goal, and you're young, so you have a lot of time, too. So that's always an advantage to you, too.
And, I mean, you're definitely going to have a lot of no's before you get a yes. That's just how, you know, life is. So I definitely been there, but you're not supposed to let it stop you, and I know I don't. So.
Well, let me ask you this question. Because, you know, you are still just getting started, but you have had some accomplishments. What are some things you see in the industry that you would say some things you don't like about the industry?
One thing, and
so
I just, this is crazy. This is so crazy because I just was in this situation, like, recently. But it's just funny, like, if you're a female, it's different than you being a guy in the industry. When they see females, they think that everybody, you know, want to sleep their way to the top or think that, you know, females are easy and that we just want money and we want the fame. And no, it's not like that, especially for me when I'm trying to get people to take me serious. That's the thing that bothers me about the industry because it's, like, really shady, especially when it comes to guys. They think they if they see it, they can have it, and it doesn't work that way. So if I had to say that, that probably be the, you know, the most thing is being taken serious.
Well, the thing about being taken seriously is giving people an indication right from the beginning that, guess what, you can't cross the line, and here's the reason why. I have someone that takes care of this and that as far as the business end of things, and if you don't want to go to that person, you're probably not going to get me. Now, most people, mostly women, are not willing to do that, and there's a lot of women who are willing to never do that, and willing to do those things that you said that you don't want to do. It messes
right.
up for women like yourself.
Other people, and, right.
And in the city of Atlanta, that's a heavily prevalent problem because there's a lot of women out there who will just do anything for money, and guys know it. So the thing of it is, it's a differentiation of being business or being about business and then doing all the other stuff because, again, it's just a matter of, you know, it's just a matter of, here's my representation, or here's my agent, here's my manager, you know, or, you know, can you give me your name and number, da-da-da. And if you just ask that question, you can find out real quick where that person
right.
is coming from
because
they'll be like, oh, well, I don't really deal with, you know.
Exactly.
Okay, well,
you
can't deal with me then.
The first conversation. You don't know from the first conversation.
Yeah.
If it's going left to right. So, yeah, I just don't. If we're not talking about business, it's not really much to talk about. That's just how I am. But that's the only thing that bothers me about the industry. Like, you shouldn't base stuff upon what people look like, especially, like, females. If I dress a certain way, it's because this is how I want to dress for me, not for nobody else to think that, you know, this is for them. It doesn't work like that. So.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's a part of it, and you just have to be able to deal with it best you can.
Right.
Let me ask you this question. Besides that one aspect, what are other things that you feel might make people never finish what they start when they do decide to pursue a goal or a dream, aspiration when it comes to any aspect of the entertainment industry, modeling, acting, music, whatever? Why do you feel so many never finish what they start?
It probably is a confidence thing and not meeting that goal with in a specific time frame. That could be another thing. Like, you know, some people set 2-year, 3-year goals and they, you know, 5 years go by and you're like, I feel like I'm not getting nowhere, so let me just try something else if this not working. I think that's the main two, at least for me, because like I said, you're going to get a lot of no's before you get a yes. So you just got to have that mindset, like, okay, you know, I know this didn't work out, so let me just keep trying, and eventually I'm going to get there. You just really got to believe in yourself.
Well, the time thing is definitely an interesting point. It's one that I bring up a lot, and I tell people you need to think about setting aside 10 years, literally, because most people don't even really hit until they pass 30. You know, some of the biggest actors that we have right now didn't hit until they hit their 30s, like Harrison Ford, for instance.
Right.
You know, so there's plenty of examples of people who 15 years went by before they actually really started making any real money. Taraji P. Henson. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And again, it's a matter of there's people who will kind of be wishy-washy, and they'll do it for 6 months, and they quit, and they do it for 8 months, and then they quit, and then they do it for 12 months, and then they quit, and they think they're really going to get somewhere instead of steadily working, steadily improving their craft, whatever it is, whether it be studying whether it be learning lines, whether it be taking acting classes, whether it be taking classes for poses, whatever it might be, you know, getting in the studio and doing better. There's a lot of people who they just quit right before they really get big. And it's unfortunate, especially if they really have talent. And that's the thing that really is crazy to me. You know you have talent and you just won't do it. I've had some recent experiences with people in different cities where they had all the talent and ability and the looks and the body in the world, but you can't make nobody do what they don't want to do. And you can't believe in them more than they believe in themselves. And it's like you can't push them but so much. And eventually, sometimes you have to give up on them. And I don't like giving up on anybody, but I've had to give up on a lot of people lately, and it hurts. But at the same time, I also promised myself over the last, 2 years of a lot of stuff happening with me, I wasn't going to waste my time anymore either. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's the person has a burden of proof and an obligation that once they say they want to do it, they need to try to do it. So I'm glad you brought that up because time, we can't get it back, so you don't want to waste it, right? 646-652-4479 is the number. Feel free to join in if you got any comments or questions for Ms. Lotus Lee from the ATL, formerly of Buffalo, New York, Niagara Falls. What we're going to do is going to take a quick break, Lotus, and we're going to bring you back. So stay on the line for me. I'm going to ask you a few more questions, and then we're going to give audience an opportunity to call in and then also get some more information about what you're going to be doing in the future. Also, FYI, people, Lotus does take pictures, and she takes them very well. I can attest to that because I did a photo shoot with her, and she looks just lovely and gorgeous. So she's definitely available for photo shoots this summer. So just keep that in mind. She will have an article soon on my website, hopefully between now and tomorrow. Visit www.imtnworldwide.com. Check it out. It should be up hopefully maybe even tonight. 646-652-4479. Now we're going to take a quick little break. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson the Lala. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, chicks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back. That sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am. Some may call me silent, even quiet. But definitely not wired. Herb, this ain't the Wild Wild West. Not if I was Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part 2 of competition. Microphone, my regular choice. Please don't get it twisted if you miss it.
turned on the television. To enter 107.9, get the ABC late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTEWEZT, hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwelled. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for records to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
INTEWEZT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated. 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, either live radio, MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now press rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
This is Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio. We are back on the air live. 646-652-4479 is the number. If you're listening online, be sure to follow the show page at blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide. And also follow the show page on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Tonight we are talking to Miss Lotus Lee. She is a new model in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. We are getting to know her. We've asked some questions in the first half of the show. We're going to go ahead and continue with the second half. Lotus, you're still with us?
I'm here.
All right, good. All right, so let me ask you a real nitty-gritty question. What makes you unique? What makes you different from all the rest?
What makes me different from all the rest?
Questions,
I mean,
no.
Everybody is their own individual person, but if I had to describe myself, I would literally say TLC. Like all of that in one. Like I'm all in one person. It's not like one thing I could say that would just fit me, because I can be like anything. I could be crazy, I could be goofy. I'm just the it factor. Not trying to sound conceited, but I'm just all in one girl.
No, sometimes you have to be a little bit conceited, otherwise you're not interesting. So that's good.
Right.
I've never apologized over the years. I've never apologized for anyone being too much, quote unquote. I mean,
right.
You can do things but not be over the top. You can do things and not be, you know, overt, like being sexy. I'm never going to apologize for someone being sexy if they're sexy, they're in shape and all that kind of stuff. You just don't have to do all the crazy stuff. You don't have to jump
right.
into the hot tub naked with 17 guys. You don't have to. You can say no. You see what I'm saying? So if you have something that
right.
makes you unique, use it at the end of the day. So that's good. I mean, again, don't worry about being conceited. There's a lot of conceited people out there and they're making money, aren't they? So don't worry about that
right.
at all. With you pursuing modeling, what do you think is important when it comes to going after some of the modeling goals that you have, or acting goals, or the TV show goals? What do you think is important on a day-to-day, month-to-month, year-to-year basis of you going after your goals?
Well, for one, for starters, because what I learned from being in Atlanta is definitely all about who you know. So networking. Just network as much as you can, because you never know who you're going to come across and
who's going to be ready, you know, for business. That's what it's all about to me. And if you set a goal, fulfill it. Like, don't just set a goal and say, well, I'm going to do it this, and then when that day comes, change it. So set a goal, just go through with it.
Exactly. And that, and just to piggyback on that, it, again, as far as finishing off stuff, you can only do what you do. No one else can do
right.
it. You see, and a lot of people, unfortunately, though, surprisingly, feel that someone else should do what they do
everything
for them.
For them. Mm-hmm.
And that's impossible, right? So let me ask you a question. What advice would you give those who are just getting started? I always use the cliche, someone bumped their head on Tuesday, they want to be famous on Wednesday. Well, what kind of advice do you have for those who are wanting to get started from scratch on whatever goals that they have?
I would just say make sure that it's something that you really want to do, because being, you know, wishy-washy about something, you're never going to complete your goals, as, you know, as we was just talking about. If you say that you want to be a dancer, or if you say you want to be a model, make sure you put in your all into it. Make sure you put in your everything into it, because that's the only way that you're going to get to those goals that you want.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you, well, two more questions, actually. First one, well, first of all, thank you for being on the show tonight. I know you were busy and everything, so I do appreciate your time
you're
and
welcome.
Whatnot. No problem. Where can people find you on social media right now?
Well, right now you can follow me on Instagram at Chai Chai Lee. That's CHYCHYLEE underscore. And my Facebook is just Lotus Lee, LOTUSLEE.
Excellent. So would you do work outside of Georgia? Like if someone called you from New York or emailed you from L.A. or sent a letter in a bottle from Paris, would you go to other places for modeling and acting
definitely,
work?
Definitely. The L.A. and New York City are definitely on my top two list. And if I can go anywhere out of the country right now, it would definitely be Italy.
Oh, okay. Hashtag
yes,
Italy.
Definitely.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Well, I want to make sure we got that on the record so people who are listening will know that you definitely are available. So, again, everyone, this is Lotus Lee. She is a new talent in the Atlanta market. She acts, she dances, she models. She's very forthwith in regards to how serious she is about pursuing her goals and dreams. And all she asks is for people to be professional and to give her an opportunity, right?
Right, and we got a lot of stuff coming soon, real soon. I'm really excited. So,
well, I'm excited for you as well. So, again, everyone, this is Lotus Lee. Again, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out to being on the show. I look forward to having you on the show again real soon.
I appreciate you as well.
All right. Well, until next time, you take care. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Applause going all over the place. She deserves a double applause. Again, Lotus, she did a great job of iterating some of her thoughts in regards to the industry. And hopefully everyone who did listen appreciated the things that she said, especially when it comes to women. Was one of the reasons I asked some of the questions that I did. So, again, thank you, Lotus Lee, for coming onto the show, representing the ATL. Everyone, she is a new model actress in the area, so definitely, again, visit the website, www.imtmworldwide.com. Look for an article about her real soon. Be sure to follow the Instagram page, imtmworldwide. And also, of course, any business for the radio show, IMTN Worldwide Radio, you can call 305-204-1826. So that's going to do it for tonight. I hate the Cavs won the NBA Finals. Whatever. There's always next year for the Atlanta Hawks. Go Hawks. Till then, this is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care.
school.